Thank you, Linda. Skinny Atlas poet Pam Freeman is this year's winner of the B.A. St. Andrews Award, given to a poem that evokes the exquisite observation and subtle wit that characterized Bonnie's poetry. Pam's poem, Triptych, celebrates aging without sugarcoating its hardships. Triptych, 65, 75, 85, by Pam Freeman. 65, old naked woman. An old naked woman sometimes shows up uninvited in my bathroom mirror, late in the evening when I've been reading over Merlot and potato chips. And now it's bedtime, brushing teeth, nightgown waits on the door hook. But there she is, looking vaguely like a relative distant in time, hometown, kin ties. No one close, certainly, yet she insists on skinny dipping in the tub. So I fill it with scented bubbles and in we go. Any wine left, she says. I dutifully drip to the kitchen to pour a glass for her. Soon she's tipsy and gabbling on about men from the past and girls and moments, embarrassing to me, hilarious to her. She won't quit, and finally I give up and giggle too. And then we're off, yelling power ballads and party anthems, swapping lies, then secrets. Then in the cooling bathwater, truth. I know one of these days she won't leave. She'll stick around like she owns the place and me with it, and I'll have to let her. 75, Old Wives' Tale. Why do we say old wives' tale? Old wives are the bravest. Their husbands' hearts crash and burn, leaving them to pack up the closet, breathe the familiar smells goodbye, donate the golf clubs, live with half the toaster unscorched, half the bed smooth, leaving them to stare at the oil spot on the blank space in the garage like a map tack on a glacier, which in turn is barely a hopscotch square on a sidewalk, marbled like Sunday china under a plaid whirling uniform skirt compared to the borderland where their man has disappeared. Leaving them to rudder through crosswinds of memory, leaving time congealed, and tomorrow an unmarked glide path. It's our own dark unease, pointing away from its shame to call every silly myth an old wives' tale. We can't bear to witness old wives' truth. 85, old heart fading. If I had a bike, I'd ride you on the bars, back to that not yet instant when God knocked the arrow of eternity, held her breath, let it fly, hit the switch to light the stars. If I had shining eyes, I'd be the mirror you deserve. But even with these milky, drooping cataracts, you are a miracle I notice every day. I trace your contours, color every curve. If I were truly good, I'd earn a place to shout forever in the company of saints. Joke's on them. I'd sooner sail the skies with you. Two pirate galaxies aspin in spiraling, uncharted space. Be my Valentine, be mine. This old heart's fading, like the one you made so long ago. Names in crayon side by side, pasted out of paper, lace, and twine. But it still rings as strong and true as all the love that you define. However much the time we have, however much our time.